Are we going to see more mosaics in room 4? Because I really like them.
We've already seen the finished mosaics. In this room, we're going to find out how they were made. We'll see how difficult it was for the craftsmen to build up their pictures, and we'll look at the tools, techniques, and methods they used.
You've told me a lot about mosaics, but I still don't know what the word mosaic actually means.
The word mosaic comes from the Greek word mousa. In the classical world, mosaic making was considered such a magnificent art that it must have been inspired by the muses. The muses were the goddesses who inspired artists to create things. So right from the start, mosaics were considered works of art. The decoration of a surface with a mosaic design involved different phases of work, so specialized teams of craftsmen were needed to build up each part of the picture.
Three types of craftsmen worked on mosaics, each one doing a different job. The Pictus Imaginarius was the one who transferred the design from a drawing to the base of the mosaic. The Tessellarius positioned the tesserae in floor mosaics, and the Musearius did the same in wall mosaics. But often, one single craftsman could do all of those things.
We've now come to the end of our tour of the first floor. Next, we go downstairs to room 5 on the ground floor.